From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. dismisses China's offer to defuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. Wednesday dismissed China's proposal to ease tensions on the peninsula. Following North Korea's launch of four missiles on Monday, Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for a halt to both North Korea's missile and nuclear programs and U.S. and South Korean joint military exercises, viewed by the North as a prelude to war. The U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council North Korea's leader is not rational.
It is an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance that we are seeing coming out of Kim Jong-un at this time. And I think all the member states recognize that, and they're all sitting back now trying to figure out how we move forward.
She said deployment of an anti-missile shield is a prudent action given the North Korean threat and said all options in dealing with Pyongyang's behavior remain on the table. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner defended the right to conduct joint war games.
Our joint military exercises are transparent, they're defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the combined forces command for going on 40 years.
Toner said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its missile and nuclear programs. Two Malaysian officials with the embassy in North Korea have been allowed to leave the country while the two countries negotiate lifting a travel ban on the remaining Malaysians. Pyongyang barred their exit over Malaysia's handling of the death of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last month at a Malaysian airport. Libya's Eastern Administration has called for elections next year, another sign of its earlier rejection of the authority of a UN-backed unity government in Tripoli. This is VOA News.